that's the way it appears. You know, that's the way it appears that he did, in fact, shoot Mr. Carr.
And what tells you that?
Well, there's only evidence of one shot being fired, and it appears that that the gun that that Mr. Carr, excuse me, that Mr. Borum had was in fact discharged. I think that's something that we're going to have to live with. Again, terribly sorry for the Carr family that they are enduring what they're enduring. There was the result of Mr. Borum's actions, first of all, in taking the gun up there and then pulling it out. Don't know what motivated him to pull it out, other than perhaps feeling that things were just closing in on him. I don't believe he was trying to shoot the police or shoot anybody else in particular.
You know, this is the first time I had heard that that the defense had said he indeed shot him. But it was accidental. But I also haven't been following this as closely as some other people on our staff.
I hadn't given any statement to anybody at all. So this was the first time that was said by the defense. You know, and I've got investigators looking into it. And so, and you know, that's something that we probably can't disprove. All right. You know, in light of some things that he has said.